Welcome to the CryptoZoo. I'm your CryptoZooKeeper Jay, and today we will be talking about the Musconetcom Mantis Man.
You heard about cryptids, but what do you know? Hear a little more on this here show. What are cryptids and what do they do? Learn about cryptids at the CryptoZoo.
When people think about New Jersey cryptids, the first one that comes to mind is the Jersey Devil. And with good reason. The Jersey Devil is a household name, a prominent face on the Mount Rushmore of cryptozoology. Heck, it was even the subject of the first episode of the CryptoZoo. But if you move a little further northwest in the state, to the Musconetcom River, which runs from Lake Hopatcong until it meets the Delaware River, you just might find another cryptid. Especially if you go to the town of Hackettstown right on the river, because that is where the Musconetcom Mantis Man is said to roam. The Musconetcom Mantis Man is described as being about 7 feet tall and looking like a cross between a human and a praying mantis. So, it really is a mantis man. Its coloring varies depending upon who you ask, as it's been described as being anywhere from pale brown to dark green, or even gray or black on occasion. It's usually seen in the waters of the Musconetcom River and is generally thought to be harmless to people, even seeming to be afraid of them, always disappearing into the trees or the fog quickly after being spotted. Like a traditional mantis, it's able to camouflage its body and blend in with its surroundings, making it even harder to detect once it has hidden itself. Some witnesses have claimed to have experienced strange sensations of being psychically probed or even telepathically controlled by the Mantis Man before it has disappeared, thus compounding the mysteriousness of this strange creature. The first modern reports of the Musconetcom Mantis Man only go back to 2002. Still, even though it's a 21st century cryptid, the creature has been spotted in ancient artwork, albeit nowhere near New Jersey. During a 2017 dig near Sarkaba village in Iran, archaeologists stumbled upon a 14-centimeter rock carving that depicts a creature that looks a lot like a praying mantis, but with circles at the ends of its limbs that appear to be hands and feet. The image has the creature standing on its hind legs with its arms positioned in a threatening manner, as if it were a predator. And praying mantises are considered by many to be the apex predator of the insect world. It's been hard for historians to estimate the age of the petroglyph, but the closest guesses put it at between 4,000 and 40,000 years old. So prehistoric, but difficult to say by how much. And if this carving is related to the Musconetcom Mantis Man, how did the creature find its way to the east coast of North America? Although there have been several rumored sightings of the Musconetcom Mantis Man, there are three that are treated as the most reliable and noteworthy, and all have been right near Hackettstown. In 2006, a Hackettstown man named Paul Jacks was fishing on the Musconetcom with his boss when he encountered a large insectoid creature with black eyes and the skin of a snake. The fisherman made eye contact with the Mantis Man, and although the creature retreated from the river, it kept its dark eyes on Jacks as it moved up the bank away from him. Then, it suddenly vanished, as if it had just morphed into the tree line. Around that same time, and in the same general area, another fisherman named Joe Parenti saw the Mantis Man while he was fishing with his brother. After his brother headed upstream without him, Parenti saw a large mantis seemingly devouring some prey. When it noticed him looking, Parenti claimed that it spread out some wings and bowed itself up, as if it were making itself look bigger. This is also when Parenti felt an odd tingling sensation, heard a low humming in his ears, and was drawn into a trance-like state. He was returned to his normal state when the creature disappeared into a bank of fog. Needless to say, Parenti was scared witless, both by the beast itself and by the psychic hold it seemed to have over him. Another Hackettstown resident reported a sighting of the Mantis Man to paranormal investigator Lon Stickler. The anonymous witness claimed to have been approaching a bridge on the Musconetcom in his car when he spotted a figure in the water. At first, he thought it was a fisherman wading into the river. As he got closer, he slowed down and got a good look at what he said looked like a tall, skinny man coming out of the water and moving towards the trees. Except this was no man. He said that the thing was pale brown in color and had long, gangly arms hanging by its sides. He also said that the creature seemed to be partially transparent. It then disappeared into the trees. The witness drove around to the other side of the woods to see if it would come out. But it didn't. It had vanished. So, what could the Muscanet Kong Mantis Man actually be? Well, there are a handful of theories, each one more crazy than the last. Some people believe that the Mantis Man is an alien, a being from another world that has for some reason chosen the banks of the Muscanet Kong as its home. This would explain its ability to quickly disappear and/or camouflage itself when it doesn't want to be seen. This would also explain its supposed psychic abilities. Another theory is that it is a scientific mutant, an experiment gone wrong. Some believe that the Mantis Man was created in a lab, either intentionally or accidentally, and it escaped and has eluded capture for years. Others believe that it is simply a massive praying mantis, although the atmosphere of the Earth makes it next to impossible for an insect of that size to survive. Then, there are those who think it's just a bunch of sticks that people are mistaking for a giant mantis. However, this doesn't explain how sightings claim the creature moves. And of course, there's always the possibility that it could just be a big hoax, just a way for the witnesses to garner attention for themselves. Finally, it can be what we all hope it is, a creature that has yet to be discovered and classified by modern science, a cryptid. Because the Muscanet Kong Mantis Man is a fairly new cryptid, and because it's extremely localized, it has not really had much of a global pop culture impact. It's been included in books and games, and has been featured on an episode of the television show Monsters and Mysteries in America, but most of the appearances of characters that appear to be influenced by the creature predate its discovery. An insect-humanoid hybrid is apparently a pretty popular science fiction trope. The Mantis Man doesn't even have a festival dedicated to it. There is a statue that resembles the beast in the prehistoric forest in Marblehead, Ohio, but that could just be another coincidence. But hey, there's time for the world to embrace the Muscanet Kong Mantis Man. It's still young. And that's going to do it for this episode of the Cryptozoo. If you enjoyed what you heard, please like, follow, subscribe, share, rate, review, and all that other stuff. You can find us on Facebook, so drop in and say hi there. We're also at thecryptozoo.com. That's thecrypto-zoo.com, so pop on over there. And until next time, good night, sleep tight, and don't stop believing.
We love cryptids, big and small.